Hello and welcome to today's live stream. This is Vimo Live, a live stream that happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Today, I'm going to have a shorter stream than usual, which is why I'm not wasting any time. The link has already been shared in the chat. It is pinned to the top. If you click on it, you can come on screen and talk to me. Each caller gets 5 minutes roughly, and I hope to have at least two or three callers. But the live stream will end at 8:30 because I'm all talked out today. And that's because today I woke up at 3 a.m. or rather 3:30 a.m. in order to get on a call at 4:30 a.m. And I was on the YouTube show Truth Wanted, the link to which is... Surya says, hello, Vimo. Hope you're healthy. Let's discuss your appearance on Truth Wanted, shall we? Sure, Surya. Ask away. I saw you in the comments asking a few questions about anthropomorphism. So feel free. You can also come on screen and talk. Khushi Saha says, hey, Vimo, you're going to watch Barbie or Oppenheimer? I think I'm going to watch both, but not right now. I don't want to fall on the pressure of, you know, like a movie came out and I have to go watch it. So I'll try to avoid that. I'll watch it in my own sweet time. I hope nobody spoils anything for me. I don't know what spoilers Oppenheimer can have. Okay, so Shriyasha is here. Hi, Shriyasha.
Hello. आज Hello. किसने छोड़ दिया ट्रोल आपके ऊपर इतने सर
पता नहीं होता है बीच-बीच में बताओ क्या चल रहा है
नहीं बस वैसे ही हाय बोलने आया था कोई था नहीं मैंने बोला नहीं ये बार्बी और ओपेनहाइमर में क्या बोला वो मैं सुना नहीं
दे वर आस्किंग मी इफ आई वाज गोइंग टू वॉच बार्बी और ओपेनहाइमर एंड आई सेड यस एंड आई विल वॉच इट इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम आई एम नॉट इन अ हरी
आज मैंने दोनों देख लिए एक साथ वेरी टायरिंग एक्सपीरियंस
बार्बेनहाइमर व्हाट हैपेंड लाइक Tiring because of the variance of the topic between the two films or tiring because...
Yes. And because of the narrative also. Barbie ka bhi narrative aise kaafi heavy tha. Matlab, utna main relate bhi nahi kar paya.
Yeah, it does seem like it's not going to be a fluffy movie.
It is a heavy movie. Aur Oppenheimer toh heavy lambi and uska narrative bhi bahut zyada non-linear hai. Matlab, Nolan ne usko bhi ek tarike se matlab, thriller bhi bana diya hai almost. So, you should watch it. By the way, are you aware of the guys from Humans with Science channel?
Human with Science. Huh, I know the people who run it. I know one person who appears on it. And it's Astha Mukti Wale. Kya naam unka?
Ji, haan, correct.
Arpit ji. Yeah, I have...
you didn't take the ye Andhbhakt wala guy. Matlab, you don't want to engage in... मतलब सुन तो लेते हो क्या बोल रहा था ये जो अंधभक्त वाला जो
ट्रोल था व्हाई वुड आई वेस्ट टाइम
ये जो ह्यूमन विद साइंस वाले बंदे हैं ना दीस गाइस डू लाइक 6 आवर लॉन्ग स्ट्रीम्स
आई नो आई हैव बीन ऑन द स्ट्रीम अ कपल ऑफ टाइम्स
इनको वहां रिडायरेक्ट कर दिया करो ये लोग उनकी उधेड़ देते हैं अच्छे से
नहीं आई डोंट नीड टू रिडायरेक्ट देम दे नो ह्यूमन विद साइंस एग्जिस्ट दे नो साइंस जर्नी एग्जिस्ट आई हैव अ डिफरेंट एजेंडा ऑन दिस चैनल आई वांट टू हैव प्रॉपर एक्चुअल कन्वर्सेशंस The kind of people they wish to hang out with, the kind of topics they want to engage with, the tone in which they want to engage with. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the trolls. They can always find places on the internet where people like them exist. This is not their place.
Yeah. Hmm. Chalo.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, man. Thanks for coming. That was Shriyasha. I have... Apple here again. Apple, are you the same Apple who came a couple of weeks ago, a couple of episodes ago? Let drop a line in the chat and let me know. I wanted to speak on Titanic. I don't think. Okay. Hi, Apple.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Go on.
So I wanted to speak on this movie. Have you seen that movie, right?
Which
Titanic.
Movie? Sure.
Yeah. So, if it's a hypothetical situation, if you are that person, not Jack per se, but a person belonging to that class, he belonged to a certain class, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So when he's entering the Titanic, the ship, so you are that person. And right now, before entering, you know what will happen to the ship.
Okay. How do I know this?
Maybe you get a vision or something. I don't know. But it's a hypothetical situation. So you get to know what will eventually gonna happen. So what you gonna do now? You have the ticket.
I guess I don't go on the ship. If I know that I'm going to die on the ship, then why would I go?
Yeah, but that's the only option that you have. There's either you go on the ship. Either you go on the ship or you don't go on the ship. And that don't go on the ship is like that chance that you have to earn it or something like.
I don't go on the ship.
That's almost like impossible that you have to really do.
Why is it impossible to not go on the ship?
Because when you are going on the ship, that time you don't, your memory will be like, you'll not know about it. That
Apple,
this is going to happen.
Apple, what is the point of this?
First answer, then I'll tell you.
No, please tell me the point first.
So the point is that life in general, like how we know, the point is ultimately everybody is going to die.
Okay.
So what is the motivation that one get on with? Why to get on this ship at all? Like your answer was clear that you don't want to get on the ship. Yeah, and here in life also we know that
I'm alive. That's because I'm already alive and I like life and I don't want it to end.
When yeah, but ultimately you know what is going to happen.
Yeah, sure. But before that happens, other things will happen, which will be nice.
So that, those are possibilities ship mein bhi the.
Haan, sure. Maybe Jack.
But you choose not to go.
Maybe, listen. Haan, but I'm not Jack, right? Maybe Jack would have chosen. Maybe Jack would think that, okay, I'm going to get on the ship.
No, but I, Jack wala Apple, reference listen, I only gave finish. For the
let me
class reference.
There is nothing to do with class here because you already made it about supernatural stuff.
No, if it's Jack about class had, only.
If Jack was a person who had no hope in life and he thought that this ship was worth going into. Okay, Apple is gone. Anyway, let's see who else is there. There are people with usernames like Bhai and Sirax. Guys, use your real names. I'm suspicious today because we got a couple of trolls. Let me just read comments in that case. Dizzy Blossom says, sir, please collab with Haris Sultan. Dizzy Blossom, I've already collabed with Haris Sultan. If you go into the interview section of this channel, you'll find a couple of videos where I've spoken to him extensively. Shireyasha says, Surya, it isn't that important. Go and watch. This is the first time I'm in the live stream, says One Autumn Leaf. Thank you, Autumn Leaf. You're most welcome. Jesu says, no questions from my side because it's a short stream. Okay. Thank you, Jesu, for being considerate. Taranga says, ha ha ha, your beer bicep reaction video is getting popular. Hence, trolls are here in greater number. I suppose. Guys, it's for your own good. If someone is fooling you, they're not your friend. That's all. If your reaction to someone pointing out that you're being swindled is to attack them, then tum apni sabse bada dushman ho. Mera kya bitega yaar? Mera kya bigdega? Thank you, Taranga. Surya says, wait, what? I asked a question. I was sleeping, LOL. Guess that was the other Surya. Must be someone who was, maybe someone who was pretending to be you. Stanley says, is Ramayana written by Brahmins? If yes, how come they portrayed the bad guy as a Brahmin? Ramayana was written allegedly by sage Valmiki, who did not start out as a Brahmin. He was a Dasyu, apparently. And he had a life-changing moment. And then he wrote this. He became a sage. So, Valmiki did not start out as a Brahmin. And even today, there is a supposed jati called the Valmikis who belong to scheduled caste backgrounds. Ashish says, Vimo, do you have any opinion on Kashmir issue? Does India handle it well today? Is there a better way to handle it in your opinion? Yes, I do believe there is a better way of handling it. And the better way of handling it is to treat Kashmir like an Indian state, which we don't right now. We are very fond of saying it's an integral part of India. But it appears that mostly we are talking about it being property. So, Sumana says, I attended your live last night with Drew. Oh, you were there? Why didn't you? Okay, I was not probably looking at the chat. Thank you, Sumana, for joining. It was happening so early in the morning that I honestly can't expect many people from India to wake up at that hour. But people who are outside, totally. Uttam says, if Modi ji can survive with only 4 hours of sleep, why can't you? He does not survive on 4 hours of sleep. It's a lot of things are said about the abilities and the skills of politicians, which should not be taken seriously at all. Illuminati, yes, Illuminati was there. Yep, I was there too. Truth Water Stream. Okay. Shadab, thank you. Abdul says, been watching the streams regularly. However, this is the first time watching live. Great work, Vimo. Microbiologist Monkey says, Ankit, epic comment. Ankit ne kya likha tha bhai? Final Destination meets Titanic. Illuminati bunked Jim apparently to join today's stream. Okay. Right. Let's look at private chat. Apple is back. Hi, Apple.
Hi, sorry, I got disconnected.
हाँ बोलो क्या बोल रहे थे
या सो कंटिन्यू विद द सेम थिंग ओनली आई डिडंट गॉट द आंसर
आई थिंक यू आर कंपेयरिंग द विलिंगनेस ऑफ समवन अलाइव अबाउट वेदर दे वांट टू रिमेन अलाइव और नॉट विथ द सपोज्ड अनविलिंगनेस ऑफ समवन हु इज नॉट अलाइव
बट इट्स द सेम सिचुएशन राइट नो इजंट इट द सेम सिचुएशन
नो इट इज नॉट इन द फर्स्ट केस लाइक व्हेन जैक इज जैक इन द शिप सिचुएशन Jack is alive. He has had a life. He has certain opinions about life. He can come to a determination. He is able to choose, most importantly.
No, Jack, I am again telling you, Jack was just a reference to give you that where you are coming from, the class you are coming from. Mm-hmm. And other than that, all that is hypothetical. So you are just entering an unknown world.
What is the point you actually want to make?
The point... is like in your previous streams I have heard that you give this same justification that everyone loves life and there's
everyone loves life
no you sometimes like when people talk about nihilism you give the same justification
what
that
what do you think my opinion on nihilism is
No, multiple times you have chatted with people on this and then you say that, yeah, but everyone loves lives and we should live. Never, if given an option everyone, to live or
I
die,
never
I will.
Once said that everyone loves life.
No, you said in a way that given an option of living and non-living, I'll live because I love life.
So
you just give one or two lines of...
How does that translate into me saying everyone loves life?
No, but you say that you love life and then you imply to everyone.
No, I have never done this. Who are you talking about, Apple? I have never
said Ray, I have listened to your conversations now. And
Which episode?
Multiple times people have spoken to you about it.
I have never said this. We can keep going about this. You can keep saying it and... I can keep saying I've never said this. If you want, you can email me the episode.
Oh, okay. And so
I said this, and you can come back next week and we can talk about this. But I have never said everyone loves life.
No, the question comes to you like this, that what are your views about nihilism? And then you say that given a choice, there's life and there's no life. I will live. I will choose nihilism, to live because everybody lives.
What does nihilism have to do with life and not living? Because you realize that it is not possible to be nihilistic without being alive, right?
Yeah, so you get the your direction over here, right? This is your direction. So okay. I am just giving you a option to that direction. I've given you a scenario. That in that scenario, how will you react?
The Jack situation.
Yeah, so yeah, that is the social analogy. Background of yours.
It's a terrible analogy. What is the point there? I'm still not able to
understand. The point is Jack when you know...
Listen, Apple, let me finish my question before you answer.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
If Jack is about to get on a ship and in that ship he knows that he's going to die, Jack can definitely make a choice. He can say this ship is going to be the best choice, best experience of my life. It's worth death. I will get on it, I will enjoy my life, and then I will die, right?
But that that's one answer option. You are giving Listen, now.
That, no, no, I'm saying that's one option, right?
Yeah.
The other option is that, no, my life may be terrible, but I still want to live. And if I know that I'm for sure going to die on the ship, I'm not going to get on it. What is the complication here?
So the only thing was to give you another perspective on the nihilism thing, that it is not only this choice that, yeah, you have to live with it. And matlab, that answer of yours didn't settle with me. So I'm not sure
I gave that answer. So let me do this, Apple. Send me an email.
See, you are still in this conversation Apple. Also, you're giving the same answer. And what you're saying you're not giving the same answer that you will live. And
no,
and
I'm
that
actually
is
confused
only...
about your point because you're not making any sense. My request to you is find the video where I said this thing. Send it to me.
There are multiple videos. I will not go into your library.
Okay, then I guess the conversation is over. Bye-bye. Such a waste of time today's live stream is. This is why I didn't want to come live. Okay, I have someone called Vivian Ferrao. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Vimo.
What's up?
Vimo, I'm hearing some echo. Hi, I'm hearing some echo. I don't know what the problem.
You're hearing the echo of your own voice?
Yeah, the whole conversation. I mean, there's a...
Is it on your computer also?
I have put a headset, yeah.
Yeah, turn that off and just listen to this. Or reduce the volume of that to zero.
I think now I can hear you properly.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
I'm good. I thought I'll keep the camera on because you require sometimes.
there is some suspiciousness issue today. In fact, I'm going to remove the rest of the people today. We'll see. What's up?
I mean, it's good anyway. You had an early morning. I had joined your stream in the morning, but I was a little... I didn't chat or anything, but yeah. So I've got two questions for you. My first question is, I know you're not active on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, you're not on Twitter, but I feel that, you know, everybody should be on Twitter to counter the trolls and all the misinformation and all the lies. I think it's a losing battle. Yeah, but then I feel that we should not let it go. I mean, at least fight it out and, you know, not allow them to dominate that space. So when we leave it, they dominate that space and start spinning stories. For example, the Manipur thing, then they started to spin it in the direction that
I tried to do that for a number of years. And at the end of it, the only thing that was happening is that I had to come to some kind of conclusion about where I want to put most of my energy. So I can either waste time on Twitter and change nobody's mind because it's a rigged game in any case. Anyone can manipulate it. Or I can make really long form, in-depth content on YouTube and hope that people watch it and share it and change their mind. And it's also, there is also the question of me being a content creator. So if there are 24 hours in a day and I am spending half of that on platforms that are not providing me with anything, then it becomes unsustainable very quickly.
Yeah, true. I agree. Yeah, I mean, you do have to do a lot of research and spend a lot of time in creating content. That's true. Yeah, I agree with you. My second question is, I'm in Australia actually. So in Australia, they had this phase in history where the Aboriginals and the native people were treated very badly, and right now in Australia, they recognize that and they do have an active framework in trying to address that. Yeah, they did bad to the past. And, you know, it is not exactly similar to what's happening in India with the Dalits, but their acknowledgement and how they pay respect is very different because they accept that they did a mistake in the past. And one of the things that I've noticed is that, yeah, in India, we do have reservation and all of that. But, we don't actively acknowledge it on a day-to-day basis that, yes, this was something that was done. That is
one of the... You're talking about the discrimination against Native Australians?
Yes. Okay. So in Australia, what they do say on a regular basis, and I've seen it and in emails or when they start a function, they usually say this, and I'm going to read it out to you. They say this, that I begin today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land, which we gather meet today, and pay my respect to their elders, past and present. I extend that respect to Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. I firmly believe that India has to do something like that, similar. I mean, to have a widespread impact, because it has to be reminded to you again and again that, yes, we did this shit, but now we need to own up to it.
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
that not only allows people to, you know, remember that thing and acknowledge the bias that we have on a day-to-day basis and the cognitive bias that we have since our childhood.
Yeah.
It also sets the path for reconciliation. You can't do that without that. So what my question was that India has got all this framework and everything, right? You know, reservation and all of that, and that stupid reservation argument that people have that, yeah, okay, it should be on economic basis, which even I was some time part of, but then I realized that it's there's nothing called merit and stuff. Don't you think that India has to have an this kind of a you know, statement for Indians in the private? I know government, you cannot leave it to the government, but it is more important in the private workspace, colleges, and all of these places where you need to acknowledge that, yes, this was the bad that was done. And you should have a month, you know, like a saying or a statement that recognizes this fact every day in our lives. Not every day, but yes, wherever there's a function or wherever there's a this, that, yeah, there was some wrong that was done. And it has to be, you know, it has to be acknowledged. And yes, then only the path of reconciliation can be done.
Absolutely. With respect to every discriminated against community in India, it has to be. But on a governmental level, I think when Dr. Ambedkar made caste illegal, casteism illegal, right, in the constitution, he was coming from a similar place, I suppose, that this is something we have done for centuries. It's wrong and we are going to stop. I mean, he was not the one who was doing it. But if the constitution was accepted by every member of parliament at that time, I suppose that is what it may be taken to mean.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember, since you bring up Australia, there was this politician in Australia who recently, while taking her oath, apparently one has to, they still have this archaic oath, which makes them say that I owe my loyalty to the Queen of England.
Yeah.
So she tried to make a change to it. She tries to say the oppressor queen or something, and they didn't let her do it. So she did it with a deadpan expression. It's the most amusing thing to watch.
Right. I've not seen it, but I'll definitely search for it.
I think you can just find it. Like say, Australian Parliament oath-taking queen. If you just search for these words, you'll find it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for
Thanks,
me.
Fabian.
And I would like to thank you for all the good work that you're doing in, you know, spreading, stopping this misinformation and all of that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Vivian. Much appreciated. And thank you for being an actual caller today on a day full of trolls. Word of advice for everyone, turn on your web camera today. Turn on your web camera. Chalo. Bye-bye, Vivian.
Bye-bye.
That was Vivian. Okay, Vivian is gone. There is someone called Harsh Kumar. Hi, Harsh Kumar.
Hi, Vimo. Can you hear my voice?
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you about something. The thing is, I am actually belong to scheduled caste category. I'm a Dalit person, and basically, what the Dalits do in urban
Harsh, your audio is a little muffled. I'm not able to understand everything you're saying.
Okay.
Can you hold the phone closer or something?
Is my voice clear now?
Yes, it is clear now.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you about this thing that in India, basically in urban areas, is that what Dalit people do is that, like myself and my family, what we do is that we become kind of like a crypto upper caste. So we actually are Dalit people. Dalits by our caste, but we tell that we are upper caste to basically survive in the society and not face any kind of discrimination. So, and I actually lived like a crypto upper caste for a very long period of time. But after some time, I realized I got conscious about my identity, who I am, and what will happen if I tell people about my identity. For example, that most of my friends are upper caste people. In fact, I think I don't have a Dalit friend in general. Most of my friends are upper caste people, and they think also that I am also upper caste. But the thing is that they, whenever something happens, for example, they use word like chuda and chamar and bhangi and all these kinds of words. Whenever they see something wrong going on in the society, for example, if a kid is acting stupidly, they will say that, look at this, they will use these kinds of words. So I feel bad, but if I tell them that I am feeling bad about this thing, they will ask you, why do you care? You are not a Dalit, so, but basically I am. So I wanted to ask you, what should I do in this situation? It's getting harder day by day to, you know, hide my identity, who I am.
When they engage in conversations like that, what do you do?
Vimo, I can't hear you.
When they engage in conversations like that, can you hear me now?
Wait a second. Can you speak
can
now?
Can you hear me, Harsh? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Are you able to hear me, Harsh? Are you able to hear me? Harsh, hi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, there appears to be some connection issue, but I'll answer Harsh's question, even though Harsh is not able to hear me, so that maybe he can hear it later. I think if you are from a background where you have to pretend that you're not from that background, and you are surrounded by people who you would like to call friends and they engage in casteist behavior, then a better thing to do is to not be friends with them. In fact, Taranga has pointed out that, hold on, I'll just put her comment on screen. Yes, Harsh, Yashika Dutt speaks about this in her book as well. From her own experience, perhaps reading her book may be helpful. Yeah, Harsh, this book might be helpful for you. Yashika Dutt's book is called Coming Out as Dalit, a memoir. So you can read that, and I think it would be a better introduction to the topic for you, given that I ideally should not be the person who gives you advice about this, because I belong to an oppressor caste. So if you are surrounded by people who say things like this, if at all it is an option, make it so that you are not surrounded by people like that. Because if they find out that you belong to a background that they abuse on a daily basis, they may make life more difficult for you. So again, yeah, I think I would recommend Yashika Dutt's book, and that might be a better solution to this problem than something I might say. Could you hear me this time, Harsh? Okay, Harsh is incommunicado. I'll let him be in the queue. If he comes back, I will check after some time. There is Charwak. Hi, Charwak. What's up?
Hi, Vimo.
Catch up.
I'm doing good. You know, I was actually laughing watching the video of Fluffaganda by Meghnar.
Meghnar, yeah.
Veer Biceps ka. Mujhe itna hansi aa raha tha ki yaar. And then I did went back to that video, the actual video of that interview. Comment section mein padh raha tha yaar. Comment section ke logo mein itna kal nahi hai.
एक पर्सनल कुछ दिन पहले एक्सपीरियंस था मेरे एक दोस्त है वो सॉफ्टवेयर इंजीनियर है
वो बड़ा कंपनी में काम कर रहा था. उसने मेरे को व्हाट्सएप में एक पैम्पलेट भेजा, बोला कि ये पैम्पलेट जो है इंडिया की हिस्ट्री के बारे में बताता है. You do go through it and please share it. मैंने उसे पूछा आपको ये
था उसमें?
अच्छा, वो उसमें ये है कि ये टेंपल में राम दिखा रहा है using missiles to kill Ravan. Ancient astronauts in the temple. And the ancient
इन लोगों को एक चीज समझ में नहीं आती. इनको एक चीज समझ में नहीं आती कि अगर तुम एक फोटो को देख के कह सकते हो कि ये मिसाइल जैसा दिखता है इसलिए मिसाइल जैसा होगा, वो काम कोई भी कर सकता है. कोई और कह सकता नहीं है मुझे खंभे जैसा दिख रहा है तो राम खंभा उठा के फेंक रहे थे क्या? या कोई और कह सकता है कि मुझे ये पेड़ जैसा दिखता है तो दे वर फाइटिंग विद ट्रीज, राइट? सो ये खाली शेप और इमेजेस को कंपेयर करके कंक्लूजन पे पहुंचना, it's astounding how grown adults think this is a good tactic.
It's and you know what, inke har ek post mein wo compare kar rahe the west ka koi cheez ko utha ke. For example, आर्यभट्ट को वो कंपेयर कर रहे होते हैं आइज़क न्यूटन से. अरे यार तुम अपना देखो यार. एंड वो हमारा वो
ये भी है ना कि तुम कभी भी तुम ये नहीं कर सकते कोई मेरे कल्चर में ये महान व्यक्ति थे, इन्होंने ये किया और मैं प्राउड हूँ, खत्म, राइट? मेरे कल्चर में ये सब लोग थे, इन्होंने ये किया, वेस्ट से बेटर है, पता है? तुम्हारी हीन भावना दिख रही है बस, और कुछ नहीं. तुम्हारा इंफीरियरिटी कॉम्प्लेक्स उबल उबल के बाहर. कल एक रील देखा मैंने, उसमें somebody was pointing out about some actual good thing that happened in ancient India. And then he said कि Western scientist अपनी नाकामी को छुपाने के लिए शताब्दियों तक इसको किसी को बोल नहीं रहते. ये कहाँ से आया? अजीब लोग.
I mean, you know what? कभी-कभी मेरे को लगता है इनको history थोड़ा पढ़ा दो यार. कभी मुझे लगता है ज्यादातर 90% बच्चे शायद वो सो रहे होंगे हिस्ट्री क्लास में, तभी ये ग्रोन अप एडल्ट इन कंटेंट्स को मतलब एकदम पी जाते हैं, लिटरली पी जाते हैं. एंड यू नो दिल्ली का जो आयरन खंबा है उसको वो कंपेयर कर रहा है एफिल टावर से. हाउ कैन यू कंपेयर अ मॉन्यूमेंट विच हैज अ डिफरेंस ऑफ एटलीस्ट 1000 years?
No, वो इसलिए कर रहे थे क्योंकि there is some metallurgical data about that pillars, the metal that with which that pillar is made, it being it not rusting at all.
Not rusting, yeah, but still, it looks kind of absurd. तुमको leaning tower of Pisa चाहिए, तुमको Eiffel tower चाहिए, तुमको Isaac Newton चाहिए.
Leaning tower of Pisa is a mistake. Like they made it wrong. That's why it is leaning. It was not designed to be leaning.
Yeah, but इनका ये दिखता है कि कहीं इनको खुद अपने ही चीजों पे भरोसा नहीं है. That's the fact.
Yeah, it's heen bhavna. It's like, we want to be proud of our culture, but we know fuck all about it. So we are just going to make up stories and make feel proud about that.
And you know,
tuma, it is too much work to actually study history and feel proud of that.
You know, it's laziness. You had one more video of Rajiv Malhotra talking about democracy is dangerous. वहाँ कमेंट सेक्शन में जाके लिख रहे सब ताली बजा रहे हैं, ये मल्होत्रा इज अ ग्रेट इंटेलेक्चुअल, इनको डिफेंस एक्सपर्ट बना दो इंडिया के लिए.
मूर्खों को अगर कोई मूर्ख है तो उसको कौन समझदार है कौन मूर्ख है पता नहीं चलेगा ना. वो मूर्ख किसी और मूर्ख को समझदार समझ लेगा.
एंड यू नो वॉट, मोस्ट ऑफ द यूट्यूब इन्फ्लुएंसर जितने होते हैं अगर ध्यान से देखोगे, पहले मिनट में वो कुछ बोल रहा है, लास्ट मिनट में वो कुछ और बोल रहा है. एंड द फैक्ट ऑफ द मैटर इज पब्लिक बस आंख बंद करके कान बंद करके सुन रही है, कान सुन भी नहीं रही है, बंद करके सुन रही है. उनके मन में ये है कि भाई जो भी बोलेंगे ये महापुरुष हम मान लेंगे. उनके मन में ये है कि ये जो है वो कंट्रडिक्ट भी कर रहा है कि नहीं कर रहा है. एंड यू नो वॉट, यू वर टॉकिंग अबाउट द प्रेसिडेंशियल सिस्टम. बाय द वे, प्रेसिडेंशियल सिस्टम वैसे भी उतना नहीं है जैसे ये बोलते हैं, बहुत सिंप्लीफाइड है. दो यू हैव प्रेसिडेंशियल कैंडिडेट, वहां पर जो डिसीजंस लिए जाते हैं इट डिपेंड्स ऑन द हाउस ऑफ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स.
या जो है, दैट्स व्हाट मेघना पॉइंटेड आउट, राइट? दीस गाइस हैव दीस फैंटेसीज अबाउट प्रेसिडेंट्स रूल व्हेन अ लॉट ऑफ देम डोंट इवन नो व्हाट प्रेसिडेंट्स रूल्स मींस. लाइक उनको लगता है प्रेसिडेंट इसको रूल करेगा. अभी
यू नो, प्रेसिडेंट कैन नॉट इवन पास अ लॉ, ही कैन जस्ट प्रपोज, ही कैन नॉट इवन पास एंड साइन इट until the majority of the House of Representatives agree on it, and यहाँ पे ये भी है कि अमेरिका के हर एक स्टेट में एक autonomous है, 50 स्टेट है, 50 स्टेट को autonomous है कि वो अपने suitable भी law बना सकता है. इंडिया में इनको एक autonomous स्टेट से नहीं हो पा रहा और बात कर रहे हैं कि हम बड़े मतलब सुपर पावर बन जाएंगे. यू लुक एट ऑल द बिग कंट्रीज इन द
जो autonomous स्टेट्स.
Autonomous states in the sense the state has some autonomy to make its own specific laws more or less. और इनका इंडिया में ये कि अभी जो government हो तो बोल रहा है कि भाई सब कुछ centralize कर दो यार. जबकि
the weird thing is this is not something they said in 2014 before election. Before election, the BJP's entire spiel had federalism as a huge part of it. States को ज़्यादा power मिलनी चाहिए, independent होना चाहिए. अब मुझे साफ़-साफ़ याद है नरेंद्र मोदी ने भाषण दिए थे. Where he said कि एक स्टेट के लिए क्या अच्छा है, स्टेट तय कर सकता है ना, तो स्टेट को ज्यादा पावर मिलेगी हमारे ये में, और लोगों ने बहुत ताली बजाई और अब इसका एग्जैक्ट उल्टा हो रहा है.
and Bhats who are supporting Putin should remember Russia consists of republics. इतने सारे republics consist करता है Russia में autonomous. तो आप उसको क्या बोलोगे? Again, this is all my point, and I hope people do watch out my channel. मैं उसमें live करता रहता हूँ regular topics पे, and do subscribe to my channel.
Yes, people. Search for Charvak's channel and subscribe to it. Charvak was recently also on Aaron Ra's YouTube channel where he was talking. He was bringing his attention to the illusion that atheists don't get persecuted in India. So yeah, thanks, Charvak.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye. And with that, I'm sorry, but I will have to end today's live stream. We are already at the 40-minute mark. I said 30 minutes. So anyone who's waiting, I'm sorry. You can come back next Saturday and we can talk. And I think that I'm going to have to make some rules that will avoid trolley behavior. Okay, Harsh is here. Harsh, can you hear me now?
Yes, Vimo, I can hear you. Sorry for previously what happened. I'm sorry.
No issues, no issues. Hota hai. Live stream mein hota rehta hai sab. So my answer was that. Tumne Yashika Dutt ki book ka naam liya?
Yashika Dutt books? No, I have not read that book.
Yashika Dutt has written a book called Coming Out as Dalit.
Okay,
you
okay.
You can get that book and read it. It's about the exact experience that you were talking about. And I think she has a better handle on this matter than I as a so-called Savarna vote, right? So main iske upar bolna सही नहीं होगा, वो बुक तुम्हारे बहुत काम आएगी।
See, but Vima, I have a question that I don't have actually much friends except for those upper caste people. These are, they are my friends.
Make some. Like, in what way are they your friends? They don't respect you. They don't seem to be nice people. They seem to be casteist. Why would you think of them as your friends?
Because I talk to them. That's why.
Where? Where? School, college, office?
Some of them are in college. Some of them are friends since time of school. That's the reason.
Okay. Can I tell you something personal? I don't usually talk about my personal life, but the closest friends I have right now in life are people I met in college or after college or outside college. हमारे हम सबके life में एक point आता है जहाँ मतलब यू ग्रो अप टू बी एन अडल्ट राइट एंड एज एन अडल्ट यू आर वेरी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम व्हाट यू वर एज अ चाइल्ड सो ऑल द पीपल यू मेट एज चिल्ड्रन दे ऑल्सो चेंज एंड यू ऑल्सो चेंज एंड देर कम्स अ पॉइंट इन लाइफ व्हेन यू हैव नथिंग इन कॉमन विद ईच अदर बिकॉज उनका लाइफ का जर्नी अलग है तुम्हारा अलग है सो फॉर द रेस्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ यू आर गोइंग टू स्टिल मेक मोर फ्रेंड्स एंड दोज फ्रेंड्स आर गोइंग टू बी द फ्रेंड्स दैट रिमेन विद यू टिल द एंड ऑफ योर लाइफ होपफुली डो नॉट थिंक दैट यू आर You have friends in college and school, and therefore you have to continue with them. If you think that someone is not nice, someone is bad, matlab horrific person, you don't need to be friends with them. You don't need to talk, think of them as friends. You can always find other people who are, you know, more in line with your way of thinking.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Vimo. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Harsh. Thank you for coming. And sorry, I was not much help. That's Harsh. And then there is Mudassir. Thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Oppenheimer, while making out, I am death, destroyer of world. Andhbhaks, no. Oh, ye scene tha kya? Mujhe nahi pata. By the way, I also have to thank Amit for the $5 super chat. Amit says, Twitter is a cesspool. Leave Twitter and let it die because of the lack of funding. I am pretty sure Twitter is not going to last long. It is already at a place in its journey, it is at its MySpace point. If you guys remember, MySpace was a social network before Facebook and it died because MySpace, it tried to rebrand a couple of times, which is what Twitter is doing right now. Twitter is trying to become this creator platform. Elon Musk is a blithering idiot, in my opinion. None of his ideas are original. I saw someone in the comments defending Elon Musk. Please go and watch a channel called Adam Something. It's an elaborate, there's a whole series of videos about why Elon Musk's ideas are stupid. And they're also not original ideas. Elon Musk did not invent the idea of a self-driving car or whatever the fuck that truck was. Elon Musk did not come up with these ideas. A lot of his ideas were first found in 40s and 50s ka science fiction novels. That was the 40s, 50s, 60s, the golden age of science fiction. You'll find pulp novels with these ideas. So yeah, it's not original. Also, he's a terrible human being. If you look at his personal life also, which if you don't care about, I can understand. Taranga points out Harsh joining anti-car spaces, including online groups of common interest, may also help. Yeah, yeah. Sumana says, did you miss trolls? What trolls? Right. So, wait, Amit Mathew ka ek aur hai. Illuminati, why are you giving Musk the credit for Tesla's intelligent workforce? He didn't even start Tesla. He bought it from the original founders. Yeah. Musk is enormously overrated. Enormously overrated. He's not even that smart. He has the image of a smart man, the same way our prime minister has the image of a strong leader. It's not real. AD says, please talk about Renaissance in Europe and how it changed the universe and made it more rational, and why did it not influence India? Okay, maybe some other time. So, lamba topic hai. Gunduchi is here. Hi, Gunduchi. Taranga says, koi nahi Gunduchi. In fact, good that you didn't have to see some Randuka deepak. Uttam says, my school friends who are upper caste used to openly use caste slurs for my caste and children from lower caste. Yeah. So, the moment, my general standing advice would be, the moment you come across people in life who are casteist, brazenly casteist and discriminatory a-holes, drop them from your life. Let them know that this behavior is wrong. If they appear to defend it, drop them like a rock. Is that a metaphor? Drop them like a rock. For some reason, Jack from Titanic comes to mind. Adam Something is now making more videos about urbanism, which is nice. Urban design is so subtle but impacts every aspect of life. Yes. I don't know what Adam Something's, like, you know, proper profession is. I wouldn't be surprised if he was some kind of architect or something. Munduchi says, Musk also has a huge ego and is, in fact, a dick. Elon Musk is someone with no integrity, I feel. And he's also someone who understands how the internet works. So he does deliberately toxic things just for attention. Just for attention. And in doing so, he affects culture in such a massive way that it ends up having ripple effect for a lot of people who suffer because of it. Like, you know, trans people. The only and final proof of how hateful Musk is that his own trans child legally disowned him. I did not know about this. Right. So we have reached the end of today's episode. I will just have to repeat everything I said in the beginning of this episode, because the beginning is going to get cut out later. If you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. If you want to support this channel without becoming a member, you can go to my site at www.vimo.in and click the support button there and make a contribution of an amount of your choice. And of course, there is merch at kadakmerch.com/vimolive. There are t-shirts, hoodies and mugs that you can buy to support the channel. You can also, like some people did, send super chats, but I suppose you can't do that after the live stream ends. So click on the super thanks button below the video and make a contribution of any amount of your choice. Until Wednesday, when I will be just reading comments and not taking callers, I take your leave and I thank you. I will remind everyone that, wait, can I still paste the comment? Yeah, I still can. There is a YouTube show called, there's a YouTube show called Truth Wanted that I was on this morning, early in the morning. It's a 90-minute episode. If you want to watch it, you can. I'm copy-pasting the link in the chat one more time. And you can click on it and go watch it. So thank you for doing that in advance. And I will now end the live stream. Take care of yourselves and I will see you. Wait, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves and I will see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Thank you.